Hi, this is Andres from Bulletproof Brown, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Well, when you got no money, you ain't got no gold, you ain't got no shoes to even hit the road. Feels bad to know everybody thinks you ain't no good, but it feels a whole lot of worse when you're hungry, but you can't afford it. Said, well, when you got no honey to please the bee, said, when you got no money, you're down and everybody thinks you ain't no good, but it feels a whole lot of worse when you're hungry, but you can't afford the food. It's hard to keep on humming, on love and never alone. With every toss and lean when you take away the bone, it's bad to know. Everybody thinks you ain't no good, but it feels a whole lot of worse when you're hungry, you can't afford it.
It's The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, on the east coast of the USA, and of course as a podcast across the world. Live sessions time, and a band we last saw about 18 months ago, roughly, when they came from Estonia and were touring the UK. Bullfrog Brown, along with their contemporary, or their compatriot here in the UK, Steve Lurie. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues. Andres, it seems that some people have difficulty writing, but every time you go near a studio, another album comes out. Is that about right?
Yeah, well, wasn't intentional, like I can say.
You guys just seem terribly prolific, that's all, in the sense that there's a new album, what, every 6 months or so, isn't it, just about?
The one with Steve here that came out in February was recorded last year. Mm-hmm. And it started out as an EP, and then one of the shows happened to be recorded, so it ended up as a full album. And then we were intending to record a new one this spring, in a new studio, and we just wanted to test it, so we cut a few songs, and then there was one song that we had to cut especially earlier for a TV show in Estonia, so we decided to include that. Then there was another live track with Steve, we decided to include that, and then finally the producer said that, why don't you just record three more songs and we'll make it an album, which is what happened.
It seems it's been an amazing 18 months for you since we spoke last, because you've been on the Eurovision Song Contest, a whole range
of... not competing.
No, I know. But obviously, I mean, I don't know how that sort of was worked in Estonia. Was that a big thing for you in the sense of increasing your awareness in your home country?
Yes, we had very strong suspicions about it, but it worked out really well for us. I think, I forget how many hits there were on our website from all across Estonia, but people were looking us up on the web within 12 hours of the broadcast from places we have never been to in Estonia, so it has turned out really well.
Have you seen a difference in the amount of interest you get in terms of people coming to your gigs or new venues or more sales of records and things? Has that transferred?
Sales, possibly, but I think mainly there's more interest in the band from Tallinn, which is the capital, and we haven't really been paying that much attention. We haven't been playing there more than once or twice a year, but there's a lot of people from Tallinn who have suddenly discovered Bullfrog Brown and are coming to gigs and emailing us about things, and also from the press there's a lot more interest.
Now, I'm not quite sure why I thought you were from Tallinn, because I kind of assumed you were living in the capital city, but obviously you aren't.
I was born there, but we're from Tartu, which is about 2.5 hours by bus or by car.
Right. Is that a sizable town?
I think... Well, it's a university town, so during winter there's maybe 200,000 people there.
Right. So it's a good-sized town, yes. And in terms of the amount of travelling you're doing outside of Estonia, that's also grown in this last 18 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we haven't had a week off since the 1st of August, which is which is not something we expected, but...
And a fair amount of festivals as well, I guess, this summer, wasn't it, for you?
Yes, we did Poland with Steve. Yeah. And there's a few festivals still this year. One in Finland called the Scandinavian Blues Party with Bob Rosman. Mm-hmm. And we're already booked for some more Finnish festival festivals next year. So it's
when I saw you last year, when you came here last year, and Steve came with you, it wasn't a new association, but it was the first time you'd kind of worked together. Is that right, Steve?
It's the first time we'd worked together over a reasonably extended period. Before, it had just been a jam session in Oliver's in Greenwich. So from there, we went to Estonia and... on an occasional basis, we managed to do more than one gig at a time.
Okay, let's talk some more after our next track. What are you going to have next? Quizzical looks between all four of you, I guess.
Let's do Feed the Habit.
Said, well, I woke up in this morning, didn't have no cigarette. Said, well, the time to feed the habit made me moan and pray. Well, the people try to tell me, said, I'm a craver pound. Well, if I don't get smoke somehow, I'll die just anyhow. Said, well, I went down to the street, well, I tried to borrow some. Well, the people wouldn't lend me nothing but the chewing gum. I woke up this morning, didn't have no cigarette. Well, it was time to feed the habit and made me moan and pray. Said, well, I had some rolling papers, so I rolled it in some tea. Oh, well, I mix it up and then I pray the Lord have mercy on me. When I woke up this morning, didn't have no cigarette. Well, it was time to beat the habit and made me moan and pray.
Stuff. You're listening to Bullfrog Brown. We got Peter Pick on bass. We've got Andres Roots on guitar. Alar Krisa, have I got that right, Alar?
Yeah,
just about right. On vocals. And Steve Lurie on harmonica. It seems since we, again, since I first saw you working about 18 months, 2 years ago, roughly, actually more than that, wasn't it? Because it took a long time to get to see you to come here. It seems your writing has become, how can I say, lighter. The Bullfrog Brown I first saw working on stage in Kingston all those years ago, you seem to be a little bit darker. Does that make sense?
Possibly, although I think the songs that
we have our good and bad days.
the songs that we just played here, I think, were on CD already back then.
Right.
And also the new album, Moon and Central, it has quite a few songs written in the late 90s.
Okay.
So maybe the arrangements have become lighter.
Yes. So the numbers may be older, but the arrangements actually have become lighter. Is that just a natural organic thing, the way it's grown? Or it's not obviously not intentional, because you looked surprised when I mentioned it. So
it just happened.
But yeah. Do you feel I may be right, or do you feel a lightness or a difference to the way you were, say, 2 years ago?
If you compare it to the two last albums, then yeah, I think it's a bit lighter.
But not... Well, not
it's getting more and more fun every day, so...
And the venues you're going to, are they growing in size as well? Are you getting bigger audiences in front of the stage?
That really depends. I mean, with the economy the way it is, you never know what you'll get. You may go to a big venue and there's no one, and you may, like we played in a church at a folk festival in Estonia, and there was no way to get all the people into the church. So it's...
Were you on gate money for that, or a fixed fee? Were you on the gates money for the...
No, for the festival, it's...
just a fixed fee, just sad, isn't it? Yes, when you have a good crowd. And in terms of the festivals, again, are you sort of moving up the order in terms of when you're appearing on stage?
I think so. I mean, with that particular folk festival, it's hard to tell, because there were so many things going on at the same time in different venues. Mm-hmm. But we headlined the Parano Blues Festival this year. I also headlined the Blues Night at the Manchester Bob Dylan Festival. So
it would seem, when we had Dave Kelly and Paul Jones here a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how the blues, it seems to be undergoing a kind of resurgence. And we're sort of scared to say it in case it doesn't actually happen. We've been saying it, when you're my age, we've been saying it for so many times over the decades. But it does seem, from this point of view here in the UK, that blues is actually undergoing a resurgence, some young people coming through. It's a lot more exciting. Do you see that where you are in Estonia as well?
Compared to maybe 10 years ago, there's a lot more young people interested in the blues. And I mean, really, the blues. I don't mean people interested in classic rock bands that maybe do a blues song. And I was really stunned by the number of people who turned up for the guitar and harmonica workshops this year at the Parano Blues Festival last year, when Steve was doing his harmonica workshop at the August Blues Festival. There's a lot of interest. I think we'll see the fruits maybe in 3-5 years. But I don't see the number of bands growing yet, but the people who are playing, who are really interested in that, that's increasing.
So you think, though, that within a couple of years' time, the amount of people playing, new bands forming, and the influence getting stronger all the time? Yeah.
Hopefully there will be some live venues left by then.
Why are you suffering the same way in Estonia as well? Because, I mean, here in the UK it is pretty bad, but is Estonia suffering too?
I think over the last year, several venues in our parts of the country have closed or just stopped live music, and it's not that easy. Like I said, we don't play the capital that often, but I've been getting phone calls from bands over there. Can you get us some gigs in the south? It's getting really tough here in the capital. So luckily, we haven't felt that in Finland yet, which is where I think half the gigs are by now.
So you're bigger in Finland than you are in Estonia, in the sense.
It's not. In a way, that's true, because they, unlike Estonia, Finland has a really strong blues community, blues scene, but also there are so many more venues. I mean, there are dozens and dozens of blues festivals every year, I think, at least 40 blues festivals. So there's just a lot of places to play.
Yeah. It's the Raven of the Blues. You're listening to Bullfrog Brown and Steve Lurie in session on the boat. It's a wonderful, it's amazing. It's 20th of September, a Sunday. The sun is beating down. It's baking hot here. We've got all the windows open, and therefore there's a lot of extraneous sounds of boats, planes and ducks and assorted things. We're leaving all the mics open for the conversation. Where are we going to go to now? What's your next number going to be?
Let's try Modern Times.
Where my personal computer,
plays Robert Johnson songs for me. Illegal operation is written on the screen. I can't afford a Mac, so who's me? Well, I can write to every stranger all over the internet, but I can take a shower, cold water's all I get. If Mother Nature's coming, then I pray the Lord some of it just ain't here yet. In a backyard, ain't no water there though. Said where my cell phone keeps ringing, but no one ever comes to call. So I turn on my TV and I watch the Oscar Bowl. Get up in the morning, cause split some locks to heat up the room. When I look at my computer, I do believe I just smile. If Mother Nature's coming, then I pray the Lord, babe, get here soon.
Song that could have been written 100 years ago, in a sense, apart from the actual lyrics itself, sounds so good indeed. Bullfrog Brown. Do you find that when it comes to actually putting the writing together, how does it start? With the lyrics first, or with the music first, if you see what I mean?
Well, that's a question that needs to be addressed separately to me and to Alak.
Right.
In my case, it's usually a lot of lyrics that have been written on various bits of paper or tied into the mobile phone or something that I have somewhere, and when I'm playing,
mm-hmm.
I come up with a riff and then I go through that stack of paper and try to find something to go with it. I mean, there's a few songs that have been written like from start to finish, the lyrics and the music at the same time, but usually I have a bunch of lyrics and then I just end up with a song for that.
And then it comes into the band at that stage as some lyrics and some music. And then does it develop and change as Alar gets hold of it and Peter gets his share as well?
Basically, I don't tell anybody what to do. I just show them that this is the riff and here are the words. And now.
And at any stage, does anybody ever say, "Ah, I'm not quite sure, Andres, I don't like that at all"?
Well, it's easy to see because
if
we don't start playing it live, then it's usually not going to work. But then again, a lot of the stuff that we've done in the studio, we have not played live yet. So it's
really, why is that?
If you're doing like 3 times 45 minutes, then by the time you get to the last set, you don't really remember any of the songs that you have. But we will try to get to those.
But isn't the theory normally that you have, if you have a new album out, you go on stage and you go on tour and you promote the tracks on the new album? Are you saying that, in fact, you're not doing that? You're doing your basic favourite set list on most of the time?
No, I think we usually... Well, part of it is that, but I think... Well, we have just quite a few songs that we have, just quite a few other people's numbers that we have been playing or we haven't been playing that we know, so we're never quite sure what we will play when we get to the stage. It might be just like we played a punk rock festival in Estonia on the 1st of August, I think, and we mainly did Muddy Waters songs there, and then we went to the Pärnu Blues Festival, and for the second set we had a drummer there. So we played Iggy Pop songs.
So, so when you turn up, so basically it's true, you have no real concept of what you're actually going to do and in which order. I mean, basically, today I'm saying what you're going to do next, and you sort of look collectively between the four of you and then decide, kind of thing. That's the way it is on stage most nights, is it?
Yeah. I feel so. I mean, if it's a really short set, like 20 minutes at the festival or something, then of course we try to plan.
Yes.
And we usually, occasionally we do make set lists, but it seems that we never stick to them anyway, so...
Not much point.
Right. Obviously you're getting, I mean, again, when we spoke 18 months ago, it was kind of touring into the UK was kind of new for you, but looking at what you're doing now, you're touring more and more. Is it still as much fun as it was 2 years ago?
Yeah, it is fun, but I'm not sure when we'll be coming back to London, for example, because all of a sudden there's a lot of work for us in Estonia,
yes,
and we're still really heavily touring Finland on a regular basis, so it's...
Do you feel you should target certain markets, like you should sort of break into Germany or...
Yeah, that would be nice, but actually we've been doing quite well in France for some reason. We only played there for the first time this year.
Why do you say for some reason?
Because we only played four shows, I think, this year, but the festival put us on a sampler.
Ah.
And we've been getting a lot of airplay in France, so I think that might be the next... step, but the problem is that I don't speak French.
I think, I mean, bearing in mind most of the acts that are going to turn up in France don't speak French either. I mean, the Cognac Blues Festival is a great, great one, but they're also, I mean, even Calais. I mean, Calais are having a blues festival later on in November of this year. So, again, that seems to be going through some kind of resurgence in France, and blues seems to be going up. So, yeah, it would be good to break into that part of Europe too. Steve, for you, when you're not with the band, obviously you pursue a career as well. And tell us about what you do normally in terms of without the Bullfrog Brown part.
Well, right now it's nothing.
No, mostly I just practice. I have a loose association of friends that I've been playing music with for years and years and years. And we do occasional gigs, but they are only occasional. And I keep saying to myself, oh, come on, Steve, you should get a band together. But perhaps I'm idle, but it never seems to happen. But also there is, in Kent where I live, there is a major problem getting gigs. In Tunbridge Wells, when I first moved there were probably six or eight venues that were booking blues acts. They've all gone. And karaoke rules.
That's true, yes.
So... when the guys go, I may get the enthusiasm together to do it. So I could do a duo act, I suppose. But to be perfectly honest, as a harp player, I have a problem finding sympathetic musicians.
Yes.
Other harp players will know what I mean, but there are a lot of guitarists, but a lot of them are in the SRV mould, and they don't play rhythm too well. So there's no... It's not the bedrock of support that you need for a harp.
Or the empathy between the guitarist and the harp player.
Yeah, I think so. I think you need people that are coming from the similar influences who you know, understand what each other are trying to do. And this is the great thing about Andres, of course, because he writes sort of 21st century songs, but the musical base is there.
Yes.
And... I find that to be extremely rare, to be perfectly honest. especially with young guys, which of course these guys are.
That's right.
Well, compared to me anyway.
And me too. Yeah. So right in the sense that I find the lyrics, again, bearing in mind Andres is writing in a foreign tongue, basically, as well, because the lyrics just, to me, are so 21st century and so modern, and yet the bedrock, the raw sound of it could be any time from sort of 70 years ago.
That, to me, is how blues is going to progress. I don't think you progress a genre like blues by, I don't know, plugging into electronic effects or playing 40-minute solos. I mean, jazz guys have been playing 40-minute solos for 50 years. It's not new in real terms.
No.
But to be able to speak the language of the music and produce lyrics that relate to problems of today, I think that, to me, is how it's going to progress.
I think also something that Andres said as well when he was talking about one of the festivals you did, and you did All Muddy Waters, the punk festival, and you did All Muddy Waters tracks. I think that, again, because there has been a hiatus, a sort of a 15, 20-year period without the blues being important in young people's lives, for many young kids, because I saw it in Spain last year when Mud Morganfield, Muddy Waters' eldest son, was doing a set there. And most of the young people there had never heard any of the Muddy Waters tracks, and it was amazing to watch them really getting off on something which had been my bedrock of my former life as well. So. Okay, where are we going to go to now?
Let's do a Muddy Waters tune. Let's do a Mean Red Spider.
Said, well, I caught a mean red spider, and she's been webbing all over this town. Well, I caught a mean red spider, and she's been webbing all over this town. Well, I'm gonna get me a mean black spider, so she can tear her cob of town. Well, I gotta break your coming, no need for me to moan. Well, I gotta break your coming, no need for me to moan. Well, she's just a mean red spider, she breaking up my happy home. Well, if I don't go crazy, well, I will surely lose my mind. Well, if I don't go crazy, well, I will surely lose my mind. Just a mean red spider, she bothers me all this time.
For the last 30 minutes, you've been listening to the music of Bullfrog Brown. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time on The Raven and the Blues. Tell us where people can find more information about you and all the records and everything else that they need to know about the band.
Well, the CDs are, I think, best available in the UK through rootcd.com. And the band website is bullfrogbrown.com.
You can find it. You want to know about us from there.
Yeah, there's a link to MySpace and so on and so forth.
And the latest CD is which one?
Morning Central. That's not even available in the UK, I think. So must come see us while we're here.
Yes. So the Morning Central, you're selling over the stage, but you can't actually get it from anywhere else. Is that right?
We'll sort it out as soon as we get back.
Yes.
It will be available.
Yeah, excellent. Great.
And Bullfrog Brown with Steve Lurie, also released this year, is available currently.
So. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time on The Raven and the Blues this week.